Jeff, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Northeastern Huskies, Bill Cohen. Good morning, Coach Cohen.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning. A 1-1 week for you guys, a convincing win, 92-75 over Drexel last Thursday, but then except for your first league loss in a hard-fought game at Towson, 74-67. Before we talk about the week ahead, give me your review of those two games last week.
Sure. Well, you know, I thought we played a fairly solid game against Drexel. The game, I think, was closer than the final score. Drexel did a terrific job second time around, but we got, you know, great play again from T.J. Williams. You know, I think he had 30 points and 7 assists and did a really, really nice job at just quarterbacking our club. And we got really good contribution from a couple of freshmen in that game. Sean Osius had 14 and Max Borsico had 17 and 11, which I thought was in short minutes, you know, a really great job for us, setting the tone. And then we went down to Towson, and you know, in a short turnaround and quick prep, I really don't think we came out and answered the bell with the energy we needed to in order to beat a really good Towson team at their place, and just gave up too many points off turnovers. I think they had 19 points off turnovers. We were a little sloppy with the ball, but, you know, due to their really solid pressure, you know, we made a comeback. We got it within one possession a couple times in the second half, but didn't close the game out with free throws, and ultimately I thought that was the difference.
We haven't really had a chance on one of these calls yet to talk about T.J. Williams. He certainly had a phenomenal season, leading the conference and among the national leaders in scoring and assists, and has been remarkably consistent, over 16 points in every game this season. He's certainly not a stranger to CA people. I think fourth year is at least a starter at some point. But talk about the development and elevation of his game this season.
Yeah, T.J.'s had a remarkable year. Like you said, he started from his freshman year on. He's been a big part of what we've done. He was a starter on a CAA championship team. You know, always had the ability to score, but, you know, he was surrounded by some talented scorers throughout his career. And I think it's pretty common to see guys that can score at a really high level, or guys that could set teammates up and play a pass-first game. But it's very, very difficult to do what TJ is doing, and that's being able to, you know, score when your team needs scoring and still get everybody involved and assist at a high level. That's a special talent, to be able to manage a club like that and do it, and produce wins. So he's had a tremendous start to his senior year. I know he wants more, but he's put winning above everything else, and ready and willing to do anything he can do to contribute to a win.
As you said, the last few years, he's certainly been on some very talented teams, with the 3,000 point scorers off last year's team, and Scott Atherton on that team 2 years ago that won the championship. Was it a conversation you had with him before the season, or did you see this kind of a breakout year coming, that he would maybe step into a more leading role on this team this year?
Well, I think it started at the end of last year. He was just fully accepting at the end of the year to do whatever it took to help that team when we fell a little short in the CAA tournament. But I thought towards the end of last year he was playing terrific team basketball and really at a high level. And then this summer he you know, fully immersed himself in his workouts. He was incredibly dedicated and worked really, really hard. Obviously had multiple conversations talking about his leadership and what this team needed from him. And every step of the way, you know, he's answered the bell for us. And we're really, really proud of, you know, the way he approached this year, the way he's you know, mentored some of the younger players, and really, you know, happy that he's having the success that he's having.
We're here with Northeastern head coach Bill Cohen. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. You also touched on the freshman class, which has been outstanding for you this year. You talked about Sean and Max's big games last week in, against Drexel, but those two, along with Bolden Brace, have really played a lot of minutes and have stepped into to key roles. Can you just touch on what those guys have done and how they've developed as the year has gone along?
Yeah, they're just a really great group of freshmen. They're very, very tight. They're close friends. They're a competitive bunch. There's absolutely zero resistance in terms of them accepting coaching, and they want to be coached. They want to get better, and they want to win. And those are really, really great attributes. They're pretty good players right now, but I think, you know, over the course of their career, they're going to be really good players mainly because of their attitudes. They have a team first attitude, and they're extremely hard working. And each of those guys in big moments has stepped up and made plays for us, either big shots or big rebounds or what have you. And you know, really happy with their progress so far. They know they got a long way to go, but they're not afraid of the work, and they're a pleasure to coach.
You guys head out on the road for a couple games this week, at Delaware on Thursday and at Hofstra on Saturday. Delaware is a team that you just saw a couple of weeks ago, and of course had that record-setting game with 21 threes. It's certainly impossible to imagine that you're going to hit 21 threes again. But as you look at that Delaware game, talk about what you did well and then some of the challenges that they'll present for you.
Yeah, I thought, you know, our defense kind of sparked our offense in that game, and we're expecting, Delaware is a completely different team at home. They played everybody really, really tough there, and they're getting better. So we have to be ready for a really gritty CAA contest, both there and at Hofstra. For us, it's about getting better every day, and certainly coming off Saturday, we have to do a better job of handling the basketball and getting into our stuff. And so we're focusing on the fundamentals there. But you know, like you said, the Delaware game was a little bit of a unique scenario where everybody started making shots and kind of snowball, but we're a good shooting team, but you can never count on making 21 threes.
And you guys, as you head out on the road, you certainly have had a ton of success on the road this year with the wins at Michigan State and UConn, Vermont, Oakland, other places. How much confidence do you feel like your group has when they head out on the road based on those wins?
Yeah, and that's part of the the design of playing people on the road in the non-conference to make sure that you get ready to go on the road and win at tough venues. The team that wins this league cannot just rely on home victories. You got to go out and beat people in their buildings. And I think we got a comfort level in terms of our routine and what we expect, and and a confidence level from some of the results we got. So we're hoping that carries over throughout CAA play.
All right, Bill, thanks for the time as always this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, you too.